Hi, everyone. I'm Ann Thomas. Welcome to Women Who Lead. My special guest today is Terry O'Brien, a Northville wife, mother, and business owner who has started a travel club for young girls living in poverty. Terry is one of 12 women nominated by our WJR family of listeners as a woman in the Great Lakes area making a difference. Congratulations, Terry, and welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Ann.
Terry, just start out and tell us a little bit about this travel club. How did you get started with this?
Well, back in 2009, I heard a story on the radio that was talking about an educator that lived in Kalamazoo that started a girls' travel club and found that girls that lived in poverty between the ages of like 12 and 13 that had the opportunity to leave their community, even if it was only 30 minutes away, really accelerated in their academics and also strive for a higher education beyond high school. So I have been volunteering and doing some work with an organization called Bridgepoint that basically works in Southwest Detroit. And I approached the the Academy Awards principal and asked her if I could start a club there. And so in 2010, we started a club with 15 eighth grade girls.
So what was it like?
Well, you know, at first it was a little awkward because obviously the language barrier, most of the girls are Latino, and trying to find a mutual understanding and communication with them was a little bit challenging at first, and they were really shy. But our first trip we took was out to Ann Arbor. We took them on the Amtrak from Dearborn, and basically our first stop was a coffee house. The girls wanted to go to a coffee house because they'd never been to one before. And it was kind of comical because they couldn't decide if they wanted to be grown up and order coffee or or order hot cocoa. But that kind of opened up the communication with them. And then from there, we did a tour view of them and also went to the graffiti alley off of Liberty Street. Probably one of the coolest stories out of that trip was one of the girls who was an artist really was intrigued by the graffiti being something that wasn't an act of violence or any type of, gang-related graffiti, and was really intrigued. And at this point, she actually paints buildings in Southwest Detroit.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, she's actually won some scholarships for some of her work. And you know, I think that was kind of what inspired her. So we've seen these transformations of these girls seeing and exploring the world outside of their own world and finding opportunities within themselves and their gifts to actually utilize them and use them in the world.
This is such a great idea. Tell me now how it's expanded.
Well, we've been all over the place. We took the girls to Royal Oak one day, and we went to Douglas J. Salon, and the girls got to have a couple different services. But at the same time, they learned about cosmetology. And actually, one of the girls enrolled in the trades program through her high school and actually has finished her completion of her cosmetology and will be taking the state bar. So a lot of these trips, you know, really, as I said, have transformed these girls and their thoughts and desires, as far as what their future holds. A couple of our girls were undocumented, so, you know, they've gone through the process of getting their documentation. And at this point, you know, we started with 15 girls, and we have 8 girls that kind of followed us through because they kind of split to different high schools. But all 8 of these girls are on their way to college, and a lot of them have found interest because we did a lot of, you know, trips to different universities. We went to Schoolcraft College for their college night, and so they discovered the different opportunities at the colleges here in Michigan for them to obviously, you know, determine where they wanted to go.
How do you think the travel club has helped the girls? It sounds to me like it has given them so much more than just a day out doing something different.
Well, I think what it has done is it's created a family. As I said, these 8 girls have gone to, you know, 4 different high schools. So they're not like, you know, the best of friends. But I think what they know is they've got this commonality between them that they're going to strive for better. Our motto in our group has always been to dream big. So these girls have been dreaming big. And I think just a sense of mentoring, I don't think people really realize the impact that it has on their lives. You know, most of them live in family circumstances where they're just living day to day on their typical family needs, let alone most of their families haven't been to college or understand the process of FAFSA, you know. We had a workshop with our girls and talked about FAFSA. We talked about, you know, prepping them for high school and what they need to do. And these are all tools and things that I think have just built their understanding of the world around them and how they can actually be a part of it and compete in it that they might not have gotten from just their own circumstances at home or just their high school experience.
This has got to be such rewarding work for you, Terry. You're a business owner. Tell us a little bit about your business and just, you know, a little bit more about what this has done for you personally.
Well, you know, when I started this program, I personally have two girls that are in their 20s, and I knew they were heading off to college and thought this might be a great way for me to kind of fill some time as a business owner. I'm busy. I own a company called Street Marketing, and we do a lot of community events as well as do some advertising placement. But, you know, I think the thing that has really transformed me is just the understanding of the cultural differences within 30 minutes from my home. And these girls have taught me so much more about who I am as a person. And, you know, being in business is great, but I guess I'm at a place where I feel like giving back to the community is just as important as the paycheck. And I just have found this to be an extremely rewarding experience. The journey for all of us has been life-changing, I believe.
This is giving back to the community in such a big way. Can other people get involved either to go with you on some of these trips or at least help you with some of the financing?
Yeah, you know, at this point, all the girls have graduated. We had what we called our last supper a couple weeks ago with the girls, and I obviously plan on staying in touch with the girls. But some of these kids, you know, have received, you know, thousands of dollars in scholarship, but they're still financially struggling. We have set up a GoFundMe account that people can help contribute to, where they can actually make a donation to Bridgepoint and, you know, in reference that they'd like to offer it up to the girls to help them with college through the travel club. So there is some opportunity for people to help. I'm actually working with a really good friend of mine right now, and we're writing a book about the experience and hoping that it will get published. But my goal would be to, you know, with this book would be the opportunity to maybe travel around and talk to people about what an impact they can have. Yes, we took on eight girls, but the reality is that, you know, even one kid, you know, taking one kid under your wing and mentoring them just might change, you know, not only their life, but actually the world around them.
Now, do you plan to start again with an eighth grade, ninth grade group, or is it just this one time for you?
You know, I'm not sure at this point. As I said, I'm working on this book, and I think I want to put some energy into really kind of telling the story. And once that becomes, you know, once I complete that, at that point, I probably will start another group in Southwest Detroit. But the organization that I work with, Bridgepoint, actually has a program very similar to what I started, but with an entire fourth grade group of kids from Academies of America. And the group is called El Sueño. So there is opportunity for people in the community, if they want to help out and actually make a difference, is to get involved with Bridgepoint with this El Sueño program, which is actually a program that they're going to follow these kids all the way through their senior year in high school as well.
You know, it's interesting. You kind of took what can be a stressful time for a lot of people, you know, becoming an empty nester, and you turned it into something so positive. I just love the story. It's fascinating that instead of just sitting at home and being kind of sad that the kids were leaving the house, you turned to a whole new group of kids and kind of became a mother all over again.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, I have to tell you, through this experience, I actually, my best friend Lisa was involved and was my partner in crime with this group. But there's so many people in the community that came out. So even though my family felt like it was shrinking, I ended up meeting so many angels along the way that stepped up and helped make these trips real, whether it be financially or, you know, the owner of the Oxford Inn, so excited that we were coming and the girls were experiencing eating with an actual cloth napkin, that he just doted on the girls. And just, I mean, there's just so many people that have stepped up. So I feel like my family has expanded with complete strangers.
Did your family enjoy watching you go through the experience?
They did, and they actually were a major part of it as well. both my girls have been very actively involved. As I said, we did that, getting the girls ready for high school and what they need to do. My daughter actually met with the girls and talked to them about what they need to do in high school. And my other daughter has picked up girls from the bus station in Bowling Green to take them on a tour of the college down there where she attends. So my kids have been actively involved as well. And I think they feel like they've gotten some additional sisters along the way, too.
Right. You provided a great example for them, Terry. Well, thank you so much for talking to us about this. What a great story.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure chatting with you, and I really appreciate your support and recognition of this amazing group of girls.
Special thanks and congratulations to Terry O'Brien. I'm Ann Thomas. Join me next time for Women Who Lead at WJR.com.